alleges second-degree murder. I'm Christy King.
A grand jury indicts four men in the killing of an 8-year-old Maryland boy shot through a window. I'm Megan Cloherty.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 29 points.
It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. President Biden reacting to disturbing images showing U.S. border agents on horseback being aggressive with Haitian migrants.
The president promised consequences for the Border Patrol agents seen in photos using their horses to keep migrants in the Rio Grande.
It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are.
Asked about infighting among Democrats over the size and scope of his infrastructure proposals, Mr. Biden expressed confidence he'd sign the packages into law. He huddled separately with moderates and progressives this week.
Both meetings went very well.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Del Rio, Texas Mayor Bruce Lozano on the migrants camped out in his town.
As of right now, there were zero persons under the bridge. It appears that they have all been transported to other locations, which is phenomenal news.
The bridge could reopen in days. Vice President Harris was supposed to be on The View today, but after two of the show's hosts tested positive for COVID, she did the interview virtually instead.
Sunny and Anna are strong women, and I know they're fine, but it really also does speak to the fact that they're vaccinated, and vaccines really make all the difference.
That courtesy of ABC and The View. Vaccine mandates take effect Monday in New York City. Healthcare workers, teachers, and school workers must prove they've received at least one shot or they're off the job. Iran says it will return to negotiations on the 2015 nuclear deal. Nuclear expert Joe Cirincione says they're close to an agreement.
Oh, they're ready to come back. The Iranians basically want a deal, although there's factions in Tehran that are against it. But the government wants the deal. They want sanctions relief. That's the key for them.
Still no motive behind the mass shooting at a Kroger grocery store in Tennessee. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Colorville.
Police found the alleged shooter near the back of the store, dead from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
He was a third-party vendor for Kroger.
Employee Bridgenetta Dickerson said as soon as she heard shots, she led customers and co-workers to a hiding spot in the back.
One person was killed, 14 were injured. Deliberations are underway in the R. Kelly trial. CBS's Nancy Chen is outside the courthouse in Brooklyn.
In closing arguments, R. Kelly's lawyer attributed his client's alleged behavior to his status as a sex symbol and a playboy. That's a stark contrast from the prosecution, which charges that Kelly groomed women, girls, and boys for his own gratification.
Kelly could face decades in prison if convicted. Checking Wall Street on this Friday afternoon, seeing a lot of red. The Dow down 26 points, NASDAQ down 44, S&P is down 3. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way you care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
Afternoon. It is 2:03 on an absolutely beautiful Friday. Oh, yes, it's Friday, September the 24th, 73 degrees. I'm Hillary Howard. Our top local story involves two indicted D.C. cops. New this afternoon, those two officers linked to the death of a 20-year-old moped rider are now indicted on federal charges, and one is accused of second-degree murder. WTOP's Christy King has more on the case surrounding Caron Hilton Brown.
Charging documents say Officer Terrence Sutton committed murder in the second degree by driving a police vehicle in conscious disregard for an extreme risk of death or serious bodily injury to 20-year-old Hilton Brown. Back when it happened, police said they began chasing the scooter because the rider wasn't wearing a helmet.
I'm not surprised that there was an indictment.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We recognize that it appeared to be that one of our policies was violated.
There are strict protocols for when D.C. police can give chase. The indictment also charges that Sutton and his lieutenant, Andrew Zabofsky, conspired to obstruct justice to hide the circumstances of the wreck that led to Hilton Brown's death. In the district, Christy King, WTOP News.
Meanwhile, there's new information linked to the killing of 8-year-old P.J. Evans, the local boy killed playing video games. Today, a grand jury indicted four men in connection with his shooting. Prince George's County Police say the bullet that went through the boy's window wasn't meant for him. They were intended for one of those indicted.
WTOP's Megan Cloherty recounts what happened.
A day before, 21-year-old Dominique Johnson dove for cover on the balcony of a Landover apartment as bullets flew past him. Charging documents say he'd shot at another man from a rival neighborhood. It's why prosecutors believe the shooting that killed 8-year-old PJ Evans was retaliatory in nature. The documents say Johnson admitted to police he shot at 21-year-old Mark Nkwacha, who police later arrested. The next day, on August 23rd, Nkwacha's brother, Desmond, and his friend, George Shaman, picked him up from jail, and 3 hours later, the documents say, the men drove to the Landover apartment and opened fire. The three, allegedly in the car, are charged with murder and guns charges. Johnson is charged with the attempted murder of Nkwacha. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Now to booster shots. If you want that third Pfizer shot and meet the eligibility requirements, Maryland is ready to help. Governor Larry Hogan says the state has the supply and capacity to give boosters to anyone who needs one. And while you're supposed to be at least 65 or have certain health conditions, shot providers won't ask for proof. Hogan wants more action on the vaccine front. In the same statement today, he says the federal government should quickly approve vaccines for kids ages 5 to 11. As far as Moderna and J&J, Hogan says the state is looking for clear guidance on when to act. The updates to CDC guidance on who can get booster shots for COVID-19 does have the county ramping up.
Sean O'Donnell with the Montgomery County Health and Human Services Department said the county will provide additional capacity for COVID-19 booster shots at three sites.
Montgomery College has agreed to let us come back to the Germantown campus. You may remember we did mass vaccination operations out of that site previously.
The other sites will be in East County and the Silver Spring Civic Center. The plan is to be operational by October 11th or earlier if possible. O'Donnell cautions residents looking for booster shots need to show they had the Pfizer vaccine and that it has been 6 months since their last shot. They'll also have to attest to their age, having an underlying medical condition, or having an occupational risk. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Virginia's also getting ready for its booster rollout. The state's vaccination coordinator says he's confident there's an adequate supply of Pfizer vaccine. Dr. Danny Avula says they're setting up more vaccination sites to make sure everyone who's eligible can get one. Well, if you haven't been outside, look outside the window because it's as nice as it looks. We'll have traffic and weather next, 207.
Hi, Melanie Funkhauser here, president of Fair Oaks Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. Right now at Fair Oaks, drive home a new Chrysler Jeep Dodge or Ram for $222 under invoice on all factory orders. And you keep the rebates. Or during Ram Power Days, take as much as $5,500 off MSRP on select new Rams. Fair Oaks Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. Lower prices, higher standards every day in the Chantilly Auto Park or online at fairoaksmotors.com.
Regency's biggest ever. This Saturday and Sunday, it's Regency Furniture's total wear.